CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A trial over Denver police response to racial justice protests in 2020 has begun its final week. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
It's Colorado's first jury trial since demonstrations against police violence rocked Denver. It kicked off earlier this month with testimony from a dozen protesters who claimed DPD violated their First Amendment rights when officers shot them with pepper balls and used tear gas to disperse peaceful crowds. City attorneys are expected to lay out their final defense this week. The jury and judge could levy big fines against the city and order changes to how police handle future protests. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
State lawmakers are moving to protect sex workers from prosecution when they report a violent crime. Democratic State Representative Brianna Titone.
We're giving them a chance to stop being a punching bag and give law enforcement the information to stop the violent offenders.
Titone says many sex workers are scared to report rape or assault out of fear they might be arrested, too. Tomorrow is 1 year since the shooting at a Boulder King Supers that left 10 people dead. The city will honor those lives lost with several events. Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett.
I'm hoping that we can come together and mourn together, but also offer a chance for community and healing. So we can be with our neighbors and be with our friends, and that can be a moment where we can all help each other.
The South Boulder grocery store, where the shooting happened last year, will be closed tomorrow. Work is complete on a solar project to supply most of the power for the steel mill in Pueblo. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
This installation makes Evraz Mill the first solar-powered steel mill in the country. The Pueblo Chieftain reports the array is projected to save the amount of carbon dioxide equivalent to taking 92,000 cars off the road. The project covers a huge swath of land on the grounds of the mill and will supply 90% of its power needs. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
There's more Colorado news at CPR.org.